We heard the story and wanted to learn more about the man who brought the Sweet Lizzy project to the U.S., Raul Malo. Malo said he and the band first connected when he traveled to Cuba to film the PBS documentary Havana Time Machine, all about the island's musical history.
They resonated with me immensely. The fact that they're a rock and roll band out of Cuba. And I relate to that because in Miami, when the Mavericks started, people thought, oh my gosh, you know, what's he starting a country band? It was almost the same thing. Like you're completely turning into something else or you're assimilating. And so I relate on that level. But also, honestly, I didn't want to see another group of great musicians languishing in obscurity on the island anymore. And so in many ways, their story is my story. It's all our story.
And since it's Mother's Day, we had to ask him about his mom, who made all these musical stories possible.
Certainly, my mom played a big role in my love for music. She had a great taste in music. I loved hearing all the Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Patsy Cline, and Elvis was probably my favorite. And when she made the connection for me and played me O Solo Mio, that it was taken from an Italian aria, well, that just made all kinds of connections for me, musical, spiritual. That was an earth-shattering moment. And so, yeah, my mom played a big role in that.
That's Raul Malo of the Mavericks. It's love.